Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Carrie。
Today, we're going to be talking about a special book. What's your favorite book, Carrie?
其实呢，我最喜欢的书就是今天我们要谈的这一本《最后十四堂星期二的课》。To be honest, Tuesday with Morrie is my favorite book. I really love it and can't wait to talk about it. What's yours?
My favorite is The Lord of the Rings, although The Hobbit is a very close second. They're both by J.R.R. Tolkien. If you haven't read them, then you've probably seen the movies.
Yes, 我的确是有听闻过魔戒跟哈比人啦，但是这一系列的作品对我来说实在是有点太冗长了。我们还是快点来谈谈今天的主题吧。Oh, Pat, I'm so happy that we're going to take a look at my favorite book, Tuesday with Morrie.
Well, then you must know that this book is a true story.
Yes, 我当然知道咯。其实啊，最后十四堂星期二的课呢，正是根据作者的亲身经历撰写的故事哦。
All right then, let's find out about this book. There's a very important lesson we can learn from it, but we'll discuss that at the end.
现在就让我们一起来看看这本能够让人启发心灵的好书。当然，我们会把最压轴的好戏留到最后，吊吊你们的胃口。就跟我们一起看下去吧。Let's begin.
Lessons for a lifetime.
Tuesdays with Morrie is a book by American author Mitch Albom. In this story, Mitch reconnected with his favorite professor.Morrie Schwartz after 16 years. However, Morrie was dying. Mitch decided to spend every Tuesday with Morrie until he passed away. Each week, Morrie shared his positive outlook on life, love, and death. Mitch recorded Morrie's words and turned them into Tuesdays with Morrie. The book was an overnight success.And among the top books on the New York Times bestseller list for 205 weeks. The reason for its popularity is clear. Morrie's wisdom on life inspires people to make the most out of each day.
Professor, Professor. Our professor enjoys having deep discussions in class. Our professor enjoys having deep discussions in class. Outlook, Outlook. The movie was inspiring and changed my outlook towards the world. The movie was inspiring.And changed my outlook towards the world. Record. Record. Jessica likes to record her thoughts into a notebook. Jessica likes to record her thoughts into a notebook. Reason. Reason. Evan's reason for leaving early was to avoid traffic.Evan's reason for leaving early was to avoid traffic.
The article begins by introducing the book. It says, Tuesdays with Morrie is a book by American author Mitch Albom. An author, A-U-T-H-O-R, author, is someone who has written something, usually a book. It's another word for writer.
Yes, 在文章的开头呢，就介绍到最后十四堂星期二的课呢，是由一位叫米契艾尔本 Mitch Albom 的作者撰写的。Author 本身指的就是作家，更耳熟能详的同义字呢，其实就是 writer， 就是 write 本身加上 r 变成 writer，W-R-I-T-E-R， 也可以当作家来使用。
So we could say J.R.R. Tolkien is one of my favorite authors. J.R.R. Tolkien is one of my favorite authors.
OK, 刚刚的例句的意思呢就是说 J.R.R. Tolkien 是我最喜欢的作家之一。当我们用 somebody is one of my favorite authors, 指的就是呢某人是我最喜欢的作者之一哦。
Now we find out about what the book is about. The article says, In this story, Mitch reconnected with his favorite professor, Maury Schwartz, after 16 years.That's a nice thing to do.
Of course. 现在呢我们来谈谈这个故事。这个故事就是描述呢主人翁 Mitch 在16年后呢跟他最敬爱的 professor, 他的教授 Maury Schwartz, reconnected, 就是重逢之后的改变。
Mm-hmm. A professor, P-R-O-F-E-S-S-O-R, professor, is a teacher at a university or college, especially one with a very high rank.He's the top guy. So when I was at university, some of my teachers were doctor something. But I had some professors as well, and they knew a lot about their subject.
Yes, professor 其实是我们在大学里面碰到的老师，你应该知道咯，就是教授。I have met a lot of great professors in my college and also the graduate school. Mm-hmm. I actually learned a lot from them. 不管是专业的知识啊，生活的态度，真的收获很多。
Here's an example sentence. Our professor enjoys having deep discussions in class. Our professor enjoys having deep discussions in class.
Professor 怎么造句就是刚刚我们听到的。例如说我们的教授热爱在课堂中跟我们做深度的探讨。这里要注意的就是呢例句中的 enjoy, 这个动词可以表示热爱喜欢或者是享受。但它的后面一定要加上 V-I-N-G, 所以这里我们可以看到它说 enjoy doing something, enjoy having 这样的用法。
We also saw the word reconnect, R-E-C-O-N-N-E-C-T, reconnect in that sentence.If you connect with someone, you make contact with them. Maybe meet up, talk on the phone, or send each other emails or letters. If you reconnect, that means you were in contact with them before, then you stopped, but now you're starting to talk again.
没错，所以另一个值得注意的字呢就是 reconnect.这个字我们可以看到 RE 的字根我们自动就联想到一个重复的概念而 connect 本身呢就是联系连接的意思所以我们知道哦原来 reconnect 有一种重逢重新联络上的意味哦、
So we could say I just reconnected with some of my high school classmates I just reconnected with some of my high school classmates
所以我们就可以说我重新联络上失联很久的高中同学咯
UnfortunatelyWhen Mitch reconnected with Maury, he got some bad news. The article says, however, Maury was dying.
那我们就再看回来文章。不幸的是呢，久违的 Mitch 在这个时候却得知他的恩师已经时日不多了。这里我们可以看到的就是呢 ，unfortunately 指的是不幸的事。很一样看到 ly 结尾的字，我们可以猜测它是副词。那看到 un 开头的字首，我们可以猜测它有一个相反的意味。所以 fortunate 本身呢是幸运的意思，这样我们就可以一次记住两个单字了。
Well, I'm sure that Mitch was sad to hear that news. The article says.Mitch decided to spend every Tuesday with Maury until he passed away. Pass away is a polite way of saying die. So we could say, I was sad to hear that your grandmother recently passed away.
当然呢 ,Mitch 在得知这个消息的时候一定是非常难过的。也因此呢 ,Mitch 决定要在他的恩师 Maury 离开人世之前呢进行每一个礼拜二的例行约会。Pass away 刚刚提到就是死亡去世的一种更礼貌的说法。我们也可以说听到你外婆去世的消最近去世的消息呢我很难过。就是刚刚 Pat 的例句提到的。那 recently 呢指的是最近的意思。一样看到 ly, 我们知道是副词。那 recent 本身呢也是最近的形容词的意思。
The article then explains what they did together on those Tuesdays. Each week, Maury shared his positive outlook on life, love, and death.
没错，每个星期二的约会呢 ,Maury 教授都会向他的好学生 Mitch 去分享他正向的人生观、爱情观跟死亡观。Positive 本身呢指的是正向的形容词，你可以把它的相反词也顺便记下来，就是 negative, N-E-G-A-T-I-V-E, 就是负面的，也是形容词的意思。
An outlook, O-U-T-L-O-O-K, outlook, is the attitude to life and the world of a particular person, group, or culture. So here we mean Maury views life, outlook about what his opinions and what his ideas are. It says he has a positive outlook, so that means he has good thoughts.
Sure. Outlook 这个字呢很有意思。Look 我们都知道是看的意思。而 out 呢本身这个字跟我们知道有一个向外的概念。其实它指的就是我们对外在的人事物啊的一种看法跟观点或者是见解。所以在这里我们就看到 Mori 把他正向的人生哲学人生观呢分享给他的学生。
So we could say, the movie was inspiring and changed my outlook towards the world. The movie was inspiring and changed my outlook towards the world.
Yes, 我们也可以说呢，这部电影真的是非常具有启发性，大大的改变了我对这个世界的看法。Inspire 这个字呢，就是启发的意思。如果我们把最后的结尾 e 去掉，而加上 ation， 就变成了名词，也可以是灵感的意思。改变一个人对事物的看法呢，你可以说 change one's outlook towards something.
I bet Maury's outlook affected Mitch as well.The article says, Mitch recorded Maury's words and turned them into Tuesdays with Maury. To record, R-E-C-O-R-D, record, means to write information down or store it in a computer so, people can look at it in the future. So you guys out there should record the useful English we are teaching you.
当然了 ,Mitch 也逐渐被他的恩师感化影响。在他们每一次星期二的约会呢 ,Mitch 都会将 Maury 的对话记录记录下来。而最后就写成了这么一本最后14堂星期二的课。Record 这个字呢指的就是记录或者是录制。我们可以说是纸笔抄写了或者是现在的科技啊我们也可能用电脑或录音笔去录咯。所以你们也要好好把我们教你们的实用英文给 record 下来。还有一个要注意的呢就是 record 这个字当我们这么念的时候它可以当动词。但是稍微一改重音就可以把它变成名词例如说 record, 就可以当记录成绩或者是唱片的意思。
So we could also say, Jessica likes to record her thoughts into a notebook.Jessica likes to record her thoughts into a notebook.
我们也可以说 Jessica 喜欢在笔记本记下的心情。这里的片语呢 ,record something into something, 就是说把某些东西记载在哪里的意思。
So, Mitch wrote a book. Did other people like it? The article says, the book was an overnight success, and among the top books on the New York Times bestsellers list,For 205 weeks.
Wow.
If something is an overnight success, this means it becomes popular very quickly.
其实这本书就是这样撰写完成的，而且可不是只有 Carrie 我喜欢哦。这本书当时可是一系成名，而且霸占了《纽约时报》排行榜第一名的宝座长达205周诶。刚刚我们难得老成语，其实一系成名的意思啊，就是我们现在说的 an overnight success 就是我们年轻人说的爆红 success 是名词如果我们把最后的 s 去掉加上 ed 就变成 succeed succeed 成功的意思
But why was it so popular? Here's why The reason for its popularity is clear Maury's wisdom on life inspires people to make the most out of each day
会这么深得人心的原因啊就是因为 Maury 的智慧呢让每个人都得到启发学会如何活在当下。
A reason, R-E-A-S-O-N, is a cause or explanation for something that has happened or something someone has done.
Reason 指的就是理由啊原因啊常常我们在说为什么这样为什么那样就是在问原因咯就是 reason。那常搭配的介系词是 a reason for something, 是一个很常见的句型。
Here's another example.Evan's reason for leaving early was to avoid traffic. Evan's reason for leaving early was to avoid traffic.
你可以这样说 ,Evan 早退的原因就是要避免拥塞的交通。要看到 reason for, 要注意的呢还有一个就是 avoid 这个字是避免的意思。后面可以加名词或者是动词 ,ving, 例如说 avoid traffic 或者是 avoid doing something.
Okay, that's the end of this article, so let's end the lesson.
快乐的时间总是过得特别快，这就是我们今天要跟大家分享的文章咯。
At the end, we saw the lesson of the book. It said, Maury's wisdom on life inspires people to make the most out of each day. That's pretty important, right?
Of course. 当然我们都知道人的生命是有限的，我们一定要学会活在当下，活出每天的意义哦。
Would you say that you make the most out of each day?
哎，当然有的时候还是会对生活有点茫然啦，但是我还是会努力改进的。I will keep practicing and make it out of each day. 比如说我的 How about yours, Pat?
Well, I don't always make the most out of each day. Sometimes I'm just tired or a little lazy. However, I do try to do interesting things when I have the chance. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't have come to Taiwan.
哇哦，其实呢，怠惰是人之常情啊。但是没错，我们一定要勇于追求，尝试自己的梦想哦。Pat, I've got to say, it's so good to have you here.
谢谢。
不客气。
All right, that's the end of today's lesson. Remember to try and make the most out of every day. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Sorry, you have the wrong number.
Sorry, you have the wrong number.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 大家有没有过接错电话的经验呢？如果有的话，英文该怎么说？你可以说 Sorry, you have the wrong number. 抱歉，你打错电话了。Wrong 这个字就代表错误的意思，像是你可以说 I got the answer wrong. 我答错了。I got the wrong way. 我走错路了。好，现在我们都知道打错电话的英文是 Sorry, you have the wrong number. 不过如果是我打错电话了，应该怎么说呢？很简单，就是把原句子里的 you 代换成 I， 变成 Sorry, I have the wrong number， 就代表不好意思，我打错电话了。另外再补充一句类似的衍生用法，我们都打错电话过，那当然应该也认错人过咯。如果今天你被人认错，英文该怎么说呢？很简单，就是把后面的 number 变成 person， 也就是 Sorry, you have the wrong person， 就代表不好意思，你认错人了。希望今天教的句子大家都有学起来，让我们来复习一下今天的例句吧。小聚会，我们下次见咯。
Sorry, you have the wrong number.
Sorry, you have the wrong number.
Chit chat.
Here, I ask for a good reason, and I demand a good reason.
都是可以用来表示我要求一个好的解释吗？
Ask 除了问的意思，还有请求这个准许、要求的意思啦。
For example, could you please politely ask that man to leave? I believe we didn't invite him to the party.
你可以礼貌地要求那位先生离开吗？我们应该没有邀请他来这个舞会哦。
We asked you to dress formally. Why did you come in jeans?
另外像是我们要求你穿着正式，你为什么还穿着牛仔裤来呢？这边都用 ask 来表示要求哦。一般呢，我们还可以用 ask somebody for something 来表示要求某人什么事情。
For example, we ask the waiter for the check.
我们请服务生给我们账单。
而 demand 虽然也有要求的意思，但是它比较常用在表示呢，这个你有权利要求、强求的这样的情况哦。So to demand is to ask for something forcefully, especially because you have a right to do so.
所以呢，比方像是你去一间餐厅，发现服务生态度不好，或是食物品质不好的时候，可能就会说
I demand to see the manager,
我要求要见你们的经理。
或者是 I demand my money back,
我要求退钱。
而 demand 后面主语不需要接 for,
只需直接接受词就可以咯。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
那是老师问学生迟到的原因的话，可以说 I asked for a good reason. 可是如果是遇到像老板因为员工表现不好这样的情况，可能就会用
I demand a good reason or I demand an explanation.
所以要看哪个情况而分别要用 ask 还是 demand 哦。
Lessons for a lifetime.
Tuesdays with Maury is a book by American author Mitch Albom. In this story, Mitch reconnected with his favorite professor, Maury Schwartz after 16 years. However, Maury was dying. Mitch decided to spend every Tuesday with Maury until he passed away. Each week, Maury shared his positive outlook on life, love, and death. Mitch recorded Maury's words and turned them into Tuesdays with Maury. The book was an overnight success and among the top books on the New York Times bestseller list for 205 weeks. The reason for its popularity is clear. Maury's wisdom on life inspires people to make the most out of each day.
Professor, Professor, our professor enjoys having deep discussions in class. Our professor enjoys having deep discussions in class. Outlook, outlook. The movie was inspiring and changed my outlook towards the world. The movie was inspiring and changed my outlook towards the world. Record, record. Jessica likes to record her thoughts into a notebook. Jessica likes to record her thoughts into a notebook. Reason, reason. Evan's reason for leaving early was to avoid traffic. Evan's reason for leaving early was to avoid traffic.